You're listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
There's been a lot of talk about this next song. This song is not a rebel song. This song is
Sunday, like Sunday.
I can't believe the news today. I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long? How long? Must we sing this song? How long? Too long. For too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight.
Fuck yeah, I can do it.
All right, back again. AKC's, we're just Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. TTN, let's drop the AKC. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And this is episode 35, part 2.
Really? We're going to drop the AKC?
Should we?
It does make it confusing for some people, but here's what I like to think, John. If you can't find our podcast, then you're too stupid to be able to listen to us anyway. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've been having trouble finding it. So, not very fair of you.
Well, we never claimed that we were geniuses, John. We're keeping it stupid, keeping it real stupid.
But how do you like this shit, man?
I love it, man.
Professor Tom sent this to me.
How long? Too long.
Oh, you and Professor
tonight,
Tom emailing each other, huh?
Uh-huh. Tonight.
Oh, that reminds me, John.
What's that?
Spike and Rachel. I didn't listen to their latest podcast, and I'm all chuffed about that. No, I'm almost chuffed. Which means I'm not chuffed about it because I'm not happy about it. But they mentioned that they probably will not be able to get up to Chicago. But
right.
That doesn't say that we can't get to where they're at.
Yeah,
where are they at?
North Carolina. Or West Virginia or somewhere down there.
Now, Spike, he's a musician, right?
Yeah.
He knows MC Chris, so he could probably get us a gig down there.
Hey,
so what
good
we'll do
idea.
In the summer is we'll do a road trip and we'll have a gig. He can set us a gig. Set up a gig for us.
I am so pissed. Today I was working so hard to try and get Auld Lang Syne by the version by Me First in the Gimme Gimmes.
Yeah, and what happened? Couldn't do it, huh?
Couldn't get it. iTunes, everywhere. What's the other one?
We could drop it in
Play for Sure.
If you'd like.
Sure.
But anyway, if Spike can get us a gig, we'll come down, we'll play, and then we can be guests on his podcast. I would be chuffed about that, John.
No doubt.
Totally chuffed.
That'd be cool.
No doubt. We got to hook up. I'll let you handle the comunicado with Kinky Sex Radio since you already have a relationship with Professor Tom. Yeah, I started to lose it already.
Just an email.
Yeah, but I didn't get one. Okay.
He sent me two songs, two spoofs with, and these are freaking genius. Did you hear the quality?
I did.
I mean, this isn't a guy, like, mimicking the W's voice.
This is the W.
This is the W. Isn't this awesome?
Don't make me mad. I can't believe the news today. Can't close my eyes and make it go away.
All right, man.
So, you don't want to hear that?
No, it's great, man. I heard it.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
Fuck you, I can do it.
So we had a Christmas party.
Yeah.
And we had all the TTN employees. There was like 50 people, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... And we had some guy spinning records. I don't know who that was.
Well, you know, I give you a million pictures, and you never put them up, you know, studio pictures and all this stuff.
When did you give
me those? So nobody knows who is behind the scenes here.
Oh, right.
And
when did you give me studio pictures? Pictures.
All the time.
Oh, well, send them to me again.
All the time.
And I'll post them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we had this kick-ass Christmas party. The problem was, John... Both of us got completely hammered before we even decided to turn the mics on. So most of it is crap, but John and I painstakingly went back and pulled out a couple of clips so that our fans could be a part of the Christmas party that we had.
Couple of clits.
Just a couple of clips that we pulled out. So this first clip, you know, and it, whenever John and I get drunk and whenever we're out in a group of people at a party, we immediately start to talk politics. So we start to discuss politics.
Responsibly, though.
Right, responsibly. We start to talk about politics, but it goes stupid pretty quickly.
It goes south.
Yeah, in this first
All
clip.
Right. Should I play it?
Go ahead.
Oh.
The cornerstone of democracy is the separation of church and state.
Yes, absolutely.
You gotta start that off right from the bat.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Is that even an expression? Start that off right from the bat?
Right.
What
kind of mics we got? Those are loud people.
Bad when your bat started off.
Well, we were in the kitchen, so there was a lot of echo,
right?
And there was always somebody behind us filling beers or something
bad
in the refrigerator or something.
Bat, right from the bat. at bat.
At the bat. Start that from the bat. Start that from the beginning.
Right.
How about
the
that?
Beginning? Start right at the beginning.
You were hammered, man.
Damn.
That's what
the
I mean.
Bat. I All don't right. know how this expression is. No, but that's
hold on now. So... A couple of things. We were in the kitchen, and we weren't sitting down or anything. There was just like a couple of condenser mics just hanging there. And there was somebody constantly at the refrigerator.
Very good, Scott. You actually said something technical about the equipment.
Yes.
Condenser mics.
Yes.
I'm really proud of you, because you just didn't want to say there were a couple of mics hanging
right,
there
just
with
a couple
their big
of mics.
Cocks in my mouth.
Well, the couple of mics were there, but they were waiting over in the corner. So now this next clip is John tells a story, and he tells what Christmas really means to John. And this is very
great.
Touching.
Here we go.
So go ahead.
No, what I'm saying, when I found out there was no Santa Claus, I was really pissed. I was bummed out. But the fact is, there isn't a Santa Claus. And those of us that are still clinging on to that little magical belief that there's some miracles and all that shit that's out there, it's not. So what do we have left? Each other. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with actually bonding a little more with your parent that you've been pissed off at for so many years, that at some point,
how could you do this to me?
Okay, when you're on your deathbed, then I'm gonna make amends. When they're gargling up that last bit of phlegm and spit, and they're about to fucking die and they're turning yellow, then I'm gonna pray, and then I'm gonna say, okay, everything's okay, and I'm gonna meet him in heaven. Because now I feel better and all the guilt is put behind me. But the reality is, it ain't going to happen. So fix it now. What's wrong with a little humanity? A little of the human spirit? Forget about all that magical shit. Because it doesn't exist. Yeah, I was a little bummed out when I finally came to grips with it. But guess what? I feel even a lot better because I'm closer to the people that really matter in my life instead of distancing them and saying that, well, I'll meet them in heaven and everything will be okay then. That was beautiful. Can you give me a hug? I think we should get closer.
Wait a minute.
All right, man. So, I mean, that is really the spirit of Christmas right there. It's not about presents and Jesus and all that hogwash. It's about family. It's about friends. It's about people you want to spend time
and getting
with.
Getting drunk. It and getting hammered. Retarded.
Totally hammered. All right. So this next clip is me. Somebody asked me, hey, man, I really dig Punky, and thanks for turning me on to Punky, but how did you guys get involved with Punky? So I had to tell the story again. And this is me at the Christmas party.
All right.
Telling the story.
I'll give you a little history. Let me digress. I was on Podcast Alley. John told me about the forum. Well, I went out to the forum, and there was a link that said, mention us, we'll mention you. And the first thing I thought of was, these guys have to suck if they're going to resort to this mention us and we'll mention you. You know what I mean? It's like that Argentinian steakhouse in Amsterdam.
It's the same person, Whistler.
Who are the guys running
out
on the street?
Let's talk about that now.
Starting to get people in his, trying to get people in his restaurant because nobody eats there. So he runs out on the street. So I'm thinking, okay, here's a call for help. Let me see how bad this podcast sucks. So I click on the link, and I download the podcast, I listen to it, and I'm completely fucking hooked on this podcast. I downloaded all the episodes, I've listened to them, I can just keep them playing, I can just keep them running, as long as the wife and kids aren't home. I can keep those goddamn things running because
I'm drunk.
It's one of the best podcasts I've ever heard, John.
Nice.
One of the best. And you know, I've been looking for a good podcast. All right, so I got involved with these guys because I saw this stupid post on the forum about,
I'm summarizing.
Hey, mention us, we'll mention you. And I want to see how badly they suck. And I was totally blown away by
their
podcast.
They're good, man. They're very professional.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so...
That's fantastic.
And can you even remember some of the stuff we said? I mean, we were so... I don't think we've ever... We've been hammered when we've done podcasts
before. I'm glad
before.
You just took clips because I think that would be one of the podcasts that... Actually, it was reminding me of Groundhog Day.
Really?
Yeah, I kept hearing like a over and over again, and some woman walking. Like,
well, like I mentioned, we're in the kitchen, and the fridge with the ice. It was like every 2 minutes they were by getting more ice, and some guy's whistling. But let's continue. We got just a couple more clips. Now this one is.
Well, I was going to say, the show, how long did it take? Like 24 hours?
Oh, the show?
Yeah, no, us to get a thought out was like forever.
Well, no, we recorded for like 3.5 hours, and we went through this and grabbed some stuff. but now this next clip is John retells a story of when he met a born again.
Oh, boy.
And he told the born again how it really is.
Oh, jeez.
So this is good. And before, and also I think Mr. T shows up at our party in this clip. Mr. T's there too. So
all right.
Go ahead and whenever you're ready.
Born again. Met Jesus. And I said, you know, I don't believe in all that crap. He goes, why not? I said, well, come on. Jesus is God's son, only begotten son, you know. What does God have a big T
t-shirt with a big G on it. He's sitting in his library. And he's got a picture of his son Jesus, you know, and all this shit.
Crowd's getting louder, man.
Aren't
he
they?
Sends down this guy, Jesus. Come on. What's the point of God in the first place? To worship. He's a jealous guy. And he says, well, then he created Jesus to talk to you, to worship him. Look, if you wanted to talk to the ants...
Is that a zipper?
You would send down an
I think
ant
so. Somebody, don't you remember? Somebody whipped it out right there and he got his cock sucked.
Was his name Mike?
It may have been
Toy Story or whatever. It doesn't work that way. Well,
you need to pray for the good Lord to protect America.
Agree
no,
with your
something.
I think I
yeah, because look what happened with Moses. God himself appeared as a burning bush, talked to Moses.
I cannot hear
Moses into it, right?
Anybody talking.
Concentrate.
On the mountain with the Ten Commandments, and everybody was humping everybody else and creating gold statues of other gods.
Moses says, nobody, Charlton Heston.
Yeah, nobody listened to Moses. Even after all those miracles that God, you know, separating the Red Sea and turning the Nile into blood and all that shit, they still, after even led them out of Egypt, they still were like, yeah, fuck that, he's gone for 2 weeks. We expect him back in a week. Let's start fucking each other.
Let's make a golden calf out of all these dishes we brought with us.
And then Moses came around the mountain and he got pissed off and God got pissed off.
And he dropped one of the 15 commandments.
Right.
So he had 10 left.
And that's
wait a minute.
That's when God said, these people are freaking morons, and they all live in the Red State.
I am tired of hearing about
my
your nuts.
My only begotten son. Maybe he can communicate with these whores.
At least there's Bush in the White House.
Oh, that's when Tony P. showed up. Tony P. dropped by our Christmas party, and he
I am tired of hearing about your nuts.
Yeah, a couple of things to say. Yeah, so you can tell why we didn't post the whole goddamn thing, because as the night went on, we got drunker and drunker, and the crowd got louder and louder. And
unruly.
Right.
And then Mr. T got all messed up.
Yeah,
and
Mr. T's was starting a ruckus in the background.
Yelling
there.
Stuff with his bullhorn.
I'm pretty
a fool. I don't know where he got that bullhorn, but
I'm pretty a fool.
He's going to be in the rest of the clips too. I don't. He was just out of control. We had to finally remove him, John. Now, what Christmas party wouldn't be complete without New Year's resolutions, John?
Right.
And here's where you and I discuss our New Year's resolutions and how we're going to change things in 2006. So whenever you're ready, go ahead and play the next clip.
And the other thing is, it's a complete lifestyle change. You
right.
Do the Atkins diet the rest of your life. You can do it to kickstart it.
You can.
You have to have some sort of
there's
a lifestyle
again,
change where you become conscious of what you're eating. And how much calories you're expecting.
Well, that's part of the misconception, which I have even fallen upon myself, which is you cannot just pound the cheese, the eggs, the butter, and the meat, and that's it. You have to pull in the carbs. You have to balance your
forget all that.
Intake.
Forget
there goes
that
a zipper again.
Here, I'm going to write a book, and it's tailored just for men.
Yeah.
Why men should lose weight. And here's what motivates me. The less that I weigh, the bigger my cock seems.
Seems.
And that's going to be... And that's going to be the title of my book.
Cock push-ups?
It's fan-fucking-tastic. Dude, you would make millions on that book.
Cock push-ups?
If you're 250 pounds and your cock is a pound, that's 1/250th of your body. If you drop to 200 pounds, now it becomes 1/200th of your body.
Wow. I never looked at it that
bigger.
Way.
Start looking at it that way, and the pounds will start falling off you, man.
Big cock. No, man, you gotta move. You gotta
shave
exercise
to make it look bigger. You gotta shave your pubes.
You gotta exercise, though, man. That's the bottom
line. Yeah, no more. No.
I don't fucking exercise.
No wonder we didn't go with this podcast.
Oh, no doubt.
Nobody could handle listening to.
There was a lot of background noise. Yeah.
Zip.
That guy kept getting blowjobs.
What you talking about?
Yeah, Mr. T, that MF-er.
Quit your jibber jabber.
All right, then. One last clip, and Phil showed up.
Hey, how the hell did you do that?
Later in the night, Phil showed up.
How'd you do that?
So we have...
What are you doing, man?
How'd I do
That's
what?
That's you.
What are you talking about?
Son of a bitch. I'm sitting here like playing something else before, and I heard that, and I'm like, what the fuck? That's not on that. What? What the fuck is that?
I don't know what you're talking about,
man. I don't know
man.
Me either. Quit my jibber jabber.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
All right, here's Phil, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So whenever you want to cut Phil off, but Phil shows up and he... Loves to tell. This is Phil's favorite Christmas, or not Christmas, but favorite story of 2005. And he told the goddamn thing at least 10 times that I heard. And unfortunately, we caught one on tape. So go ahead and roll that.
Y'all, is it welcome in Erica Tobolewski's class in voice and distinction at the University of South Carolina. And forget about fixing. As in getting ready to do something.
Fitting.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
Phil is pretty hammered, too.
God damn it, Phil. That's funny. Well, thank you, Scott. I wrote that. I worked on that all weekend. John, I'm fixing to fucking you in the ass.
With my beard.
I think that's what Phil whipped it out.
Or she's getting ready of... Pin when talking about the writing instrument.
Cool.
John, I'm fixing to fuck me in the ass with pin. You fucker.
I love all you said.
I'm fixing to fuck you.
Listen to me say it. The pin. All right. I've had enough of that.
Oh, yeah, so...
Dude, listen.
That was like the best 10 minutes of the podcast. The rest is complete shit. I think at one point we started fighting with each other, and I vomited into one of the mics at one point. We had to scrap that. So... Yeah, we just took out the best clips, and we apologize to our fans. We're not able to post last week, but we just didn't have the material, and we didn't want to let the fans down.
Right.
So, and what is the what do they say in Hollywood?
Always keep them wanting more, John.
Right.
No doubt.
Right.
No doubt.
Right.
Don't make me mad. Quit your jibble jabble.
All right, John.
Yeah.
Scotters. Johnners. Scotters. Yeah. Oh, is Phil here already?
I don't know. Just leave him out there. It's not even cold.
Hey, man. You see any movies over there?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I saw, I saw a DVD. Bought it.
What DVD did you buy, John?
The Brothers Grimm.
The Brothers Grimm. Is that with Matt Damon?
Yeah, Matt Gigantic Head Damon. That guy's got the biggest head in Hollywood. I mean, physically. In the getup he wears, he looks like I don't know what. He's goofy looking. His head is gargantuan in the movie.
He is kind of goofy looking.
Yeah. Do you know who the Grimm brothers were?
Yeah, the Grimm brothers were, two guys who wrote fairy tales.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
Like Cinderella, The Frog Prince, The Golden Goose, Hansel and Gretel, Little Red Riding Hood.
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
I remember in first grade, I saw Hansel and Gretel. There was a puppet show in first grade.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me. I couldn't sleep.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't sleep. I was on the back porch of my grandmother's house, and I guess I had a nightmare, and I woke up screaming, and somebody had to come back and soothe me, John, back to sleep.
Was his name Mike?
It may have been.
Well, this movie was directed by Terry Gilliam, who did Brazil and 12 Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching like the extras, and there's like a part where he's wearing a t-shirt that's pretty funny. It's got a picture of Larry from the Stooges.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "I have issues." I thought it was pretty funny.
So is it Grimm Brothers retold in modern times?
No, what it is, it's about Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm, the same guys, but it's told back like in the late 1700s, very early 1800s,
mm-hmm.
and it's told from like they're on their adventures. Well, the movie opens up as small kids and their sister's dying, and one of the brothers, Jacob, is sent out to sell the cow, and he comes back with magic beans. Okay, like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Right.
And the brother, Wilhelm, who
the
is...
The black guy?
What?
The brother? There's a brother in it?
They're brothers, man.
Oh,
Jacob
they're...
Jacob and Wilhelm.
Not like a black guy, like the brother.
No.
Oh, okay.
But Will, his brother Will, you know, gets all pissed off, and that's who Matt Damon plays. Well, they cut to 15 years later, and now they're scam artists. And what they do is they go to town, and they pick up on the folklore, and they, excuse me, didn't hit the cough button. All right. I can't get rid of this cough, man.
You've had it for about four podcasts now.
I know, it's bad.
Mm.
So anyway, they scam the villagers by charging them money to get rid of these beasts and stuff. And this French general, and during this time, they're German, you know, and they're occupied by the French. And this French general is on to him. So he finds out that this one town, all these kids or these girls are disappearing. So he sends them there thinking that there's another group of guys doing the same racket.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants these two guys to expose them. But when they get there, they realize that the shit's for real. And the whole town and everybody's counting on him to get rid of these ghosts and save these girls. Well, there's one character that's in there. His name is Cavaldi, and he's played by Peter Stormare. And he played like the crazy Russian guy in Armageddon. You remember that dude?
Oh, no doubt.
Whatever his name was.
He was in Fargo, too.
Yeah. Right. Well, he plays this goofy Italian, he's like the best Italian torturer. He's goddamn hilarious. And I Ebert gave the movie 2 stars, but I was laughing my ass off in this movie. But I could see how it could get 2 stars. But there is a scene where Matt Damon and Heath Ledger are hanging up kind of by their side, and they're about to be stretched out, and they're in the torture room. And the chick that plays in the movie, her name is Angelica.
Mm-hmm.
Played by Lena Headey. She is like in this bowl, and there's this big giant like food processor blade about to come down on her. And Heath and Matt Damon are trying to work a deal with the general and say, "Hey, man, the torture guy is bullshitting you. He's really jumpy. He's kind of a spaz." And Cavaldi says, "No, I'm not." And this little kitten crosses his foot, a little fluffy white kitten, and he kicks it up into the blades of this food processor, and it just slices the shit out of this kitten, and a chunk of it lands on the general's cheek, and he picks it off and eats it. I was dying. My wife and I are watching. She's like, oh, Jesus, and I'm laughing my ass off. So that was a high point for me.
Well, you know, but that guy hangs out at the Wabash Tap when he's in town. The guy you were mentioning. The
Cavaldi?
One who's in Fargo and who's in this movie in Armageddon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's great in this movie. He's a goof like you can't imagine. And
Minority Report as well.
Right. He plays that doctor that... pops eyeballs. Out Tom Cat's eyeballs.
No doubt.
And but yeah, the movie is pretty funny. What's funny too is like the whole movie, there's like what do you call it?
A movie?
No.
Popcorn.
No. Asshole. Assholes.
Old bungholes, old badger's bunghole?
No, there's a, what do you call that, guest appearance?
There's a guest appearance, a cameo.
Cameo.
There you go.
Right. There's cameos by Little Red Riding Hood and Rapunzel and Sleeping Beauty.
Are they all hooers?
No, it's just like, it's kind of how, it's weird. You got to see it, but Jacob like writes about all this stuff. You know, he's taking notes about all the folklore, and that's basically kind of how they turn it into a way that they told these tales. But actually the real guys, their stories weren't made for kids. Some of them had a lot of sexuality in them and they were adapted for kids thanks to Disney and others. But, they were very political dudes.
Well, you bought that DVD?
Yeah.
Oh, so I can borrow.
Oh yeah.
Right?
No doubt. Yeah.
It's hot, man. That's hot.
Yeah.
It's totally hot.
So I'd give it like 2.5-3 stars.
Spiny Normans?
Spiny Normans, yeah.
Okay.
Ebert gave it 2.
Well, John, I saw a movie at the theater.
You did?
Yeah.
The theater.
At the theater at the Glen 10 or whatever
it's
called.
That's a great place, isn't it?
Bought tickets, ran over to Potbelly, had some sandwiches, and then got into the theater for the matinee.
Great.
Of King Kong. Have you seen King Kong yet?
No. If I want to see a monkey terrorize American people, I'll just turn on Fox and watch the W.
Yeah, but you can't see the W over the holidays.
Didn't I tell that joke already?
You did, but you can't see the W over the holidays. He's on vacation. So I had to go to the theater to see a chimp.
His brain's on vacation.
Destroy America. Well, really just Manhattan. But I've seen the original when I was younger. I've seen the remake with, who was that chick?
Yeah,
that
me
blonde
too.
Chick. What was her name?
And the Faye late Dunaway?
70s. No, the late 70s.
Faye Ray.
Faye Ray. And then in the late 70s, she was in Postman Rings twice with Jack Nicholson. And she was, what's her name? She was in Tootsie.
Faye Ray? Faye Dunaway?
No, it was in 1977 this movie came out.
I know.
King Kong. And it was a blonde, and she was really hot in one movie. Can't remember what movie that was. Anyway, I saw that one too. But anyway, this
one. You saw
one,
it over the weekend?
No. I've seen them in my lifetime, which is, you know, quite an expansive time, amount of time, John. Anyway, I took the lovely wife and we went and saw King Kong. And I got to tell you, the first 45 minutes, you're like, okay, yeah, let's get to the island. Because I know the story, right? All right, yeah, let's go. I know what's going to happen. Let's go. There's no tension. There's no
Jessica
suspense.
Jessica Lange.
There you go. There's nothing going on the first 45 minutes. It's all set up to get to the island, right?
Yeah.
So then they get to the island and they meet the natives. And from there on, it really takes off, John. So yeah. If you can get to the first 45 minutes, then there's some action sequences like you've never seen before. Spectacular. Just spectacular, John. And this is the same guy who did the trilogy of the Lord of the Rings.
Right, Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson, yes.
Lost like 70 pounds or something.
I don't know who the female lead is, but she looks like Taya Leone's sister.
Yeah.
So she's hot. Jack Black, of course, one of our favorites, is in it. Mr. Cock Pushups himself.
How was he?
He was great.
Yeah.
The very last line that he had of the
cock
movie.
Push-ups? Cock pushups?
I didn't know what
it was. I bet it was this.
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
How did
was
you get that
it?
Clip already?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just.
That was the very last line he had of the movie. And it just didn't work for me.
Here's where he's talking about King Kong's pubes.
Also a small seasoned curlies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So Jack Black is a filmmaker, and he hooks up with this chick because he lost his leading lady, and he wants to film this movie on this exotic location. So they run into Skull Island, and once they meet the natives, and whoever did the casting job for the natives... Kudos to you, because those are the scariest MF and natives I've ever seen in my life. I would have shit in my pants the second that those people crawled out from wherever they were living. Adrian Brody's also in it. I like Adrian Brody quite a bit. I recommend The Pianist, or do you say pianists?
Well, I heard that he looked really funny making out with the lead chick. Because of his gigantor nose.
Yeah, that was a little bit distracting.
A little bit of a distraction.
Because you're like, wow, like, can he actually kiss a woman with the big nose? And yeah, he can. And but he's a good looking guy. If I were a homosexual, I'd be attracted to Adrian Brody. And he's talented too, John. Don't forget that. Okay.
Right.
So he's a writer, and Jack Black kind of cons him into getting on this tramp steamer. And they actually use the phrase tramp steamer.
Do they?
And
Put two of them up your ass.
Once they hit the island, it's the movie for the next hour and a half is all action. And then they get to back. Then they get back to Manhattan, right? And then we all know the story. But the thing that sucked is the last 10 minutes of the movie, it was the female lead looking at King Kong forlorn and King Kong looking at her. And then they just exchanged glances. And then they would break that up with a fighter pilot with tracers, you know, with the old biplanes.
Yeah.
And then they'd go back to looking at each other. And then King Kong. And it was, they could have cut maybe 10 minutes from the ending.
He got a big boner.
So then we all know what happens, right? He falls off the Empire State Building. I'm not giving any spoilers away, am I, John?
Oh, dude.
So he's on the streets of New York. He's laid out, and all the journalists and gapers are all looking, and Jack Black comes up and he gives his final line of the movie, and it was so goddamn ungenuine.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish I went and saw Brokeback Mountain instead.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
But what are you going to do? So when, the action sequences, oh, and here's the great thing about the movie. In the original one, King Kong fought a dinosaur, probably a T-Rex, right? It's been a long time.
Right.
In this movie, he takes on four T-Rexes, man. Oh, and the other thing about
In 1976, he took on a snake.
A snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was gay.
Snapped its head off.
I hope whoever came up with that idea lost their job. Anyway, the sound is the other thing. The sound is incredible in this movie. Just great sound.
Yeah.
And they did capture the 1920s. Great job. Peter Jackson, great job.
Wow.
Fabulous. So I recommend it highly. On a scale of 5 Spiny Normans, I give it 4 Spiny Normans.
Nice.
If they cut out the first 45 minutes, I'd give it 5 Spiny Normans.
Really?
Yeah, but they don't do that. So if you're...
I give you...
If you get there late, you're not missing anything.
Jaw-dropping, eye-popping, heart-stopping epic we've been waiting for all year. It's a masterpiece. 2 thumbs way up for King Kong. Rated PG-13, now playing.
Oh, I think Tom Hanks' kid is in it, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's Jack Black's assistant, and they were both in Orange County?
Orange County, right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right. Good
so
movie.
There's a
That's
little
a great
tie
movie.
In there.
That's a good movie.
So,
like
yeah, definitely, if you get a chance, go see King Kong, and you can show up late.
Well, you know what, Scott? That brings us to the end of part 2.
Well, that's fan-fucking-tastic, John.
Because I got to take a
me
whiz.
Me too, man. No doubt.
You want a sword fight?
No.
No.
Because I would win.
You'd rather have it in your ass is what you wanted.
Is large enough to stick in my own. Oh, you meant yours. Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, when it can't even get out behind the pubic hair, I don't think it can penetrate anything, okay? I don't have to worry about that. I just have to worry when Tony Hearn comes to town. You know what I'm saying?
You know what happened to me the other night? We went out, the wife and I went out with Rick and Lynn for dinner.
Of course.
This was like 2 weeks ago, just before Christmas. And we ate at one of those Brazilian churrascarias. You know,
it's out of sight.
What are you doing? You all right? No, wait a minute. I have a story to tell.
I'll listen.
You're not going to laugh. All right, I'll tell it in the next segment. That concludes part 2 of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. Please vote for us on Podcast Alley. Make sure you check out the forum, send us some email, tell us what you think and whatever. And just hang on for a second because part 3 is coming right up. It's just a click away.
That was part 2. Now stay tuned for...
Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.